Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, the topic, or at least one of them in the paper today, is legal fees in the city of Albany. Tell us more.
Well, as our reporter Jordan Carlio Evangelist puts it, this could go down in history as one of the most expensive used Cadillacs in history. City taxpayers are on the hook for $132,000, and that would be legal fees stemming from the police department's refusal to return an Escalade. That's an SUV that's made by Cadillac that was seized from a woman without a warrant during a 2006 drug raid targeting her son. What's more, the two men in line to get paid for 8 years of legal work that resulted in this settlement, one is the current Albany County Attorney Thomas Marseille, and the other is the current Assemblyman Phil Steck from Colony. Now, both of them took this federal civil rights case before landing their current jobs. The two would share $132,000 in legal fees, an amount 13 times larger than the actual settlement in the case, and a lawyer for the city, which is appealing the ruling, is calling it absurd. The two attorneys, however, argue the city has no one to blame but themselves. It has to do with a car that was seized during a drug raid back in 2006, a drug arrest, and they're fighting over it. There was a court settlement. They both are disputing the judge's ruling, and this case continues, and it's going to be very expensive for the city, it looks like.
Well, it could be expensive for some lawmakers if they're convicted of corruption, for example, as New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is proposing a constitutional amendment to strip them of their pension.
Yeah, for 75 years, public pensions in New York have been rock solid. There have been contractual obligations guaranteed by the state constitution. As Casey Seiler, our state editor, puts it, the state pension would be guaranteed to the most honorable school teacher as well as the most corrupt lawmaker as long as they put in the required length of service. Now the governor wants to rewrite the terms of that contract. He wants to take away pensions from public officials who violate the public trust. A law a couple of years ago called the Public Integrity Reform Act would do this going forward, but those convicted politicians in the last few years would all get to keep their retirements and do keep their retirements unless the state constitution has changed. The governor's pushing for that. He's making it part of his reform package that he's tying to his budget, which has to be in place by April 1st.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, go to timesunion.com. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.